A very well good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Depending on the time you will hear this podcast. Oh my God, it's your girl Clarice Kalai. You know the vibe. You know the I'm back, you guys, like I never felt. It's like like I never left, you know. A merry hey, skinny mimini comedy Christmas. What? A very, very happy new year to y'all, you know. But tunasema happy new year. Yo, I've been off for a while, but yo, consistency, those are the things you need to try and work on this 2021. Anyway, apart from that, I hope you all are fine, you all are good. I know I've been missed here so much. I've been receiving texts from y'all asking me what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, you know, and I am back. Yo, guys. So today I just want to talk about empowerment. Now, girl child, I'm talking from a girl's perspective. Girl child, I think girl child has been over empowered. Okay? Girl children, I mean, we've been over empowered to the point that the boy child in the society is kind of being forgotten. Amma has been forgotten, you get. I'm talking about this because I've seen what is happening in our country, Kenya. For instance, not even for instance, just a few days ago, this boy killed five members of the family, the mom, the dad, a worker, a cousin, and the brother, you know. And it has just it just made me realize, it took me aback, 'cause you mean someone might be suffering, a boy going through trauma, suicidal thoughts, depression, all those mental issues, and no one knew, you know. And then the boy said that he felt like he was not loved compared to his siblings, you get. And then he had, I think, he had two sisters. So I mean, we as girl children, we've been overempowered, and it's time we talk about this. Yes, it's time we need to talk about this. Teenage pregnancies, zikija, all the blames are put on the male or on the men or on the other gender, you get. But I think it's a very wrong move that everyone is taking. Just thinking about the girl child, focusing on the girl child a lot. Okay, sisi ni wasichana, tunapenda attention, but I think it has been overdone. It has been overdone, and it's time we need to go back to the boy child, because boy child ana suffer, boy child ana struggle. Yeah, una get boy child as in he has been totally forgotten, and that is why we're getting these suicides, these depressions, these people committing murder, or you know, all these things, because we've forgotten about the boy child. Also, coming to teenage pregnancies, we're just blaming men. Okay, sometimes I know it might come na different due to different causes. Someone wanted money, it could be the end for sex, to get money to buy whatever. But yeah, sometimes we just need to look. Some easy teenage pregnancies, it's not about men or big people, kabisa, pekeao. Even boys, and these teenage boys, they're doing it. I don't know, to prove what, whatever, to prove they want to prove whatever. But okay, me and mekuja tu na makasiriko ya kusema tume over empower girl child. And we need to go back na tuangalie vijana kwa ground. I don't know what you have or what your suggestions are on this topic, but I'd really, really love to hear what you guys have to say about it. Please interact with me on this platform, and yeah, let's see. If you have a solution, just come up with it, talk, let's discuss it, and then we'll just find a way through it. So anyways, you guys do have a lovely, lovely week ahead. I love y'all. Bye.